Tom Karkle with the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, the morning showers will be ending, but that'll give way to cloudy, windy, and cold conditions. High today only around 39 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 36, 32. It's freezing in Burlington. Milwaukee 34, 36 here in Racine. Firefighters in Racine called out just after 1:30 this morning. A fire reported in the living room of a home at 3723 Ruby Avenue. A county dispatcher taking a frantic 911 call from one of the occupants who said that everybody was out, but the living room was on fire. Arriving crews had it under control in about 30 minutes, but an investigator was called in to determine how it started. One of the occupants also receiving some medical attention on scene for possible smoke inhalation. Two vehicles caught fire while parked in a driveway of a Caledonia home in the 4900 block of Highway H. That was about 4:30 yesterday. Fire crews dispatched found not only the two cars burning, but part of the nearby garage. Despite the rain, flames were pushed by the wind toward that building. However, fire crews did get them out before any major damage occurred. What started the cars on fire? That is still under investigation. Nobody got hurt. Along 2 Mile Road in the Racine County town of Raymond, there was a rollover traffic crash. The driver of that single vehicle taken to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. Injuries, though, according to the Sheriff's Department, did not appear to be life-threatening. The victim, a woman in her mid-40s, conscious and talking when first responders got to the scene, though she was trapped in the wreckage because the vehicle had landed on its roof. A news release indicates that alcohol and/or drugs was suspected as contributing to that crash. Legislation has again been proposed at the state capitol in Madison that would change the medical malpractice laws of Wisconsin. Most parents, according to Milwaukee attorney Michael Lend, have no idea about how these laws work, and they're shocked when they find out that if their child is 18 or older and gets killed by an act of medical malpractice, there's literally nothing they can do about it.
If the child were to be run over by a car, for example, and killed, parents have the right to bring a case for the loss of the child. But an exception is made for medical malpractice. Dying on the operating table means no compensation to anybody, oftentimes.
He notes that fewer than half the people who filed medical malpractice suits last year got nothing. Two Kenosha aldermen have introduced a resolution that urges the state legislature to pass a bill requiring the driver's license of repeat drunk driving offenders be revoked. David Bogdala, Steve Bostrom, supporting Assembly Bill 432. It requires the permanent revocation of operating privileges for anybody convicted of 5 or more OWI offenses, or for 3 or more OWIs that are connected to deaths or certain other felonies. Resolution notes the DOT's information has 36% of all fatal traffic crashes in 2012 related to alcohol, and that the state had the highest rate of drunken driving in the country. Well, City of Racine has what it's got called stop-loss insurance on medical claims. It allows employers to limit their cost and premiums, but still provide health coverage for employees needing expensive procedures and care. For 2016, the City of Racine will realize a 2.6% premium decline. Rayanne Baudry with the Horton Group recently telling the Finance and Personnel Committee that these numbers now are actually close to those of just a few years ago.
You're within pennies of where you were several years ago. So we've been able to negotiate moving between carriers or keeping the incumbent very, very honest. We've been able to negotiate within literally 75 cents. So we're pretty pleased with your overall business strategy.
Stop loss insures a certain amount of risk for medical claims above specific levels. And for this year, the city's going to be getting back from the premium spent. In 2016, the total premium is listed at $754,000. Stunning loss for the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field last night. The Bears came in and beat them 17-13. It was rain. It was lousy conditions at Lambeau last night, but no points in the second half for Aaron Rodgers and company. Head coach Mike McCarthy not happy with his team's performance. They've lost 4 of 5. They fall to 7-4, and they play the Lions next. The Lions have won 3 straight. Of course, it was all about Brett Favre at halftime last night. His number 4 retired, put into the Ring of Honor in the north end zone facade. Packers also brought in Hall of Famer Bart Starr for the event. Starr wanted to be there. Favre wanted him there too.
You know, more than likely his last time to be here, and it's sad, but it was. I mean, I really wanted him to be here. His family wanted him to be here, and it just. I think that was a special way to send him to send him off.
First time that Bart Starr's been to Lambeau since multiple strokes and a heart attack more than a year ago, his wife Cherry indicating this is likely their last trip. Well, it's all about shopping today, either in person or online for Black Friday. Plenty of evidence last night of folks still wanting to go out to the stores despite the weather conditions.
There are moments throughout the day, like walking or commuting, so people are definitely still going to the physical stores, but while they're in those stores, they plan to consult with their phones also.
That's Nina Tyler, who's a Google retail trends expert. Prime Outlets Pleasant Prairie, they have the usual traffic line out to the interstate, police having to deal with that. In-person shoppers, law enforcement, shopping complex officials urging you pay attention to your wallet, your purse, and your credit card information, and drive slow in the parking lots. Have a little bit of patience. Don't forget, Saturday, tomorrow, that'll be about small business shopping. You want to check out local stores. You might be pleasantly surprised at what's available if you go look. City of Racine gets a monthly fee from Racine County to cover parking meter costs for jurors. That deal is going to continue next year. The recommended rate, $750. That's $9,000 toward the parking utility fund. Common Council going to take up a recommendation from the Transit and Parking Commission. Nominations for Kenosha County's 2016 Susan B. Anthony Woman of Influence Awards now being accepted through January 8th at 5 that afternoon. Details on what it's all about from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In addition to the Lifetime Achievement Award, which recognizes a woman who has dedicated her life to women's equality, award categories are being expanded in 2016 to recognize women who have distinguished themselves in a variety of fields. Three additional categories have been added in business, government, nonprofit, women to watch under 40, and arts education. The awards seek to recognize women who believe in equity and exemplify that philosophy, give of themselves so others might learn, grow, advance, and succeed, provide inspiration through leadership, and live in Kenosha County. Winners will be honored at a banquet in March. Nomination forms are available by contacting Rebecca Matoska-Mentick at sba_woi@aol.com or by calling 262-515-3745. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And how about this for a deer hunting story? 10-year-old Kyler Verbaten went hunting for the first time with his dad last Sunday, and after a while, well, they spotted two deer out there in the woods. Kyler's dad, Matt, said he told his son, shoot the big doe, and then carefully stood back, observed to see how his son would do. Well, Kyler's first shot missed. Matt told him, do it again, which he did. It turned out that Kyler got both deer with that single shot. WRJN.com. Throughout the day, your source for our local news. The newscasts are in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.